Hello and welcome to Off the Pipes, the Robert Morris Men's Hockey Podcast. I'm John Hanna.
I'm Nathan Breisinger.
And it's been a couple weeks. Obviously, Thanksgiving break happened last week, but there was still hockey to be played. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. Not too bad. Quality family time. How about yourself?
Yeah, it was a bit cold. I'm from up in New York, so yes. Quite cold, you know how it is. But it was a fun time, you know. Spent time with family. I haven't seen in a couple weeks, so.
Did you catch any hockey up there? Any action up in
I went to New York? AHL game, Rochester Amherst. So okay. I went, and obviously my football team, the Buffalo Bills, beat the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving, so that's good. But you did catch some hockey, didn't you?
Yes, I was right before, you know, break really got into the swing of things. I stopped by to the Colonials Arena, watched them take on Air Force in a two-game set. So that was interesting to see. Robert Morris, I believe, only came away with 1 point out of six total that they could have gotten that weekend.
They did. They lost the first game 2-0 to Air Force. Goals for Air Force scored by Max Harper and Trevor Stone. And that second game was a 1-1 draw. And Michael Coyne, who we will talk about in a little bit, scored the lone goal for the Colonials.
Yeah, they were. It was just an interesting two-game set. They looked really flat-footed in the first game. Air Force was really all over them, and that first line and Trevor Stone, Max Harper, and Brady Tomlak was just, you know, creating a lot of offense, a lot of opportunities for Air Force, and, you know, Justin Kapelmaster back there again, you know, having to come up big time after time. And the Colonials looked bad in game one. Not a lot of offensive zone time, as I noted. There just wasn't a lot of, you know, they looked tired for some reason. But game two, they came out a little bit better. You know, they scored just a few minutes into the game. Mike Coyne registered the tally. But yet again, you know, they played, you know, pretty solid for the Colonials for the second game, much better than the first game. But then a late goal for Air Force and it forced overtime. And then they ended up losing in a 3-on-3. That game ended up going to their first 3-on-3 ever for the Colonials.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, Michael Coyne and 3-on-3 are both topics we're going to talk about later. But it was interesting to see because we previewed this game. We thought Army was going to win, didn't we?
Yeah.
But Air Force came out off really tough, sort of surprising. I mean, that was only the Colonials' second loss. Conference play.
Yeah.
Well, second, overall loss, first overtime loss, obviously. But it was interesting to see.
Like I said, they just seemed tired or something was just wrong, especially in the first game. Like I said, in the second game, they came out much better, but still they couldn't close out the game, which Schooley touched on was a problem for them. And then obviously they weren't technically really prepared, he said, for that 3-on-3. They practiced it a little bit, but they ended up not, you know, getting the 2 points that the Falcons got out of that second game. So that was a big loss for them as well. Again, only 1 point on that weekend.
Yeah, but they did look to rebound in the very next weekend as they took on the Mercyhurst Lakers home and home. But it was really just a home series because that first game between the two teams was postponed due to there was actually a protective covering over a light fixture at the Mercyhurst Ice Arena came loose before play, and they just canceled it for safety and everything like that. So that game will be replayed on Tuesday, January 14th. But what happened at that second game?
Well, RMU came out victorious in overtime in that 3-on-3, you know, set going into overtime. Mike Coyne scores that overtime goal for the Colonials. They also got goals from Aiden Spellacy and Nolan Schaefer. So, big bounce back win as they, you know, lost twice to the Falcons. They come back, you know, having a game postponed, and then come back home to get a big victory. Honestly, so.
Yeah, and speaking of Spellacy, he had 2 points that game, a goal and assist. He's now matched last season's assist total with 4, and is just 2 points shy of his total freshman year already. 10 games into the season, so.
And also, it's another power play goal, which he has 4 on the season. So
yeah. He's been really well. This is really his breakout season, but really for a lot of those young freshmen, Adamo's with 10 points already. So it's a good breakout season for a lot of these young kids. And just quick, the two goals for Mercyhurst were scored by Christian Acosta. But overall, in the Atlantic Hockey, it's a three-horse race up at the top. You have Army, Sacred Heart, and Robert Morris all tied with 24 points. Robert Morris actually with the least amount of wins at 7-2-2 in conference, but those two overtime points technically considered for the win. So, who do you, out of those three teams, who do you see making the biggest run?
I know Army, you know, gave them a tough matchup, so I think they're going to be the team to beat right now. Like I said, was a tough matchup against at their place, but RMU, I think, you know, if they can get things working and clicking again, you know, I think they could be, you know, also a tough team to beat. And all, and then this series coming up for Sacred Heart is going to be, you know, huge implications on, you know, where things go from here on out in the standings.
Yeah, and then just a quick rundown of the, yeah, I agree that this game upcoming weekend, which we will preview in a bit, against Sacred Heart, is a really big one for this Colonials team to get some points in conference play, sort of lengthen that gap between the two teams. And just quick recap of the rest of the Atlantic Hockey. RIT with 17, AIC and Niagara both with 15, Air Force 14, who beat the Colonials in last series, Bentley with 12, Mercyhurst only with 7, Holy Cross with 8, and Canisius with 3.
So it was big, though, versus Mercyhurst, a team that's, you know, near the bottom of the standings, that they get those points, and especially when they play them, you know, further down the road, they play, they take them on 3 straight games. That's going to be a huge series there. So they need to get the point, as much points as they can out of the bottom tier teams, and Mercyhurst, Holy Cross, Canisius, and obviously they did that with Bentley. So that's going to be important.
They need to beat the teams they should beat. There's no reason why you should really be dropping points if you play a Canisius. Actually, I think we swept Bentley this year.
Yes.
We finished the season.
Yeah, we were already done with them. And like I said, it was just so surprising how, you know, how flat-footed they played against Air Force, a team that, you know, looking at the standings, is the middle of the pack. So if Robert Moore struggles with middle of the pack teams, I don't know how well they are going to be able to compete against the top tier teams. So
yeah, this series coming up against Sacred Heart is, I mean, yeah, they played Army earlier this year. They split the series, losing 4-1 in game one, then beating them 3-0. So, but that was really their only game so far against a top tier opponent. They haven't played RIT or AIC. They played out of conference, in conference, Bentley, Army, Canisius, Bentley again, Air Force, and Mercyhurst. So all of those teams, Air Force is middle of the pack, but Army's right up there. So this game against Sacred Heart is a big one. And Sacred Heart has some goal scorers on their team.
Oh, yeah, some of the best in AHA.
Yeah, you have Mike Lee with 17 points as a defenseman leading the team.
That's a lot for a defenseman. Leading the team, and I think is leading the conference.
I believe so.
And I mean, 2 goals, obviously, kind of what I expected, but 15 assists, and they have goal scorers on their team. You know, you look at the rest of the lineup, you know, Austin McElmurray, Jason Cotton, Mark Johnstone, just different guys. You know, a lot of guys already have double-digit points, where you look at RMU, and they only have a handful.
They have 2.
Yeah. So the Sacred Heart team can score.
But it's also not like Sacred Heart has trouble keeping it out of that, because Josh Benson, 9-6-1, he's played all their games so far. He has a 2.42 goals against, which isn't bad. I know, obviously, Kapelmaster for the Colonials has an insane 1.83, but a 2.42 isn't bad at the collegiate level.
No. And so, you know, looking at the matchup, I mean, you got a hot offense against a really talented goaltender in Kapelmaster. I mean, like you mentioned, 1.83 goals against average. And then you also look at his save percentage, 0.951, third best in the nation right now and best in the AHA play. So he's a hot goaltender right now. He continues to be, you know, stand on his head for the Colonials. And it's going to be, you know, great. It's going to be fun to watch, you know, what happens with this, you know, red-hot offense and Sacred Heart versus Kapelmaster.
Yeah, and then just a quick bit of national love. Sacred Heart had 14 top 20 votes. RMU had 7. So despite only playing one game and taking a lowly Mercyhurst to overtime and almost being swept by Air Force, they're still getting some love. So that's good to see. What are your predictions for this game, though?
For the game, which,
or for the entire both? Series?
Yeah. Okay. You know, looking at the trend between the Army series and, you know, the most recent or second most recent in Air Force, it seemed like the Colonials started off sort of slow in that first game. So I'm going to say in the first game they drop it. I say they drop the game 4-1. Sacred Heart, you know, gets, you know, their goal scorers going, and they ended up, you know, jumping on them early, honestly. I think Sacred Heart will get to them early. But in game two, I think Army bounces back. You know, they keep their goal scorers off the score sheet. They win 2-1. I think, you know, Army has been able to do a good job scoring this year, but also defensively they've been doing a very good job. And for a team that's Sacred Heart, they're scoring 4.5 goals per game in their past seven games. There's only been one game out of those past seven where they've only scored where they've scored less than four goals. So this team is red hot. And if they can, you know, if this Colonials defense can live up to the way they've been playing so far, you know, it's going to be a great series.
So I agree that they're going to go 1-1, but I think the games are going to be a bit close than that. So I'm going to say first one is 3-2 in overtime. And the second one is going to be a, I'm going to say 3-1 Colonials victory. So lose the first one 3-2 in overtime, win the second one 3-1 in regulation, obviously. And Colonials, 4-2 in away games. So both these games are in Connecticut. Can you tell me, do you know off the top of your head who the two losses are to?
Oh, boy. Army.
Yes.
And? Oh, no.
They're ranked. They're ranked top 10 in the country right now.
Penn State. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, they're...
And they, that's going to be a fun game when they come to Pittsburgh.
Yes, at PPG yes. Paints.
I'll be sure to be there.
Yeah, that's... And that Penn State's currently ranked 6th. Colonials lost to them by 1. So, great performance by them. And as you mentioned, Colonials only have two top or double-digit point scorers. That's Nick Perkusic, who has 5 goals, 7 assists, and Justin Adamo, 2 goals, 8 assists.
You know, watching this team play, no one really out there, you know, jumps off the ice to me. Like, watching this team play, they're a good, solid group together. And that's, you know... Sometimes that's what takes teams far, you know, the group effort, the group play. But no one, like, really jumps off with their play. You know, no one's super flashy, and I guess that's a good thing as well because you don't have that, you know, egotistical player that's, you know, all about themselves that's trying to make those plays. So it's a good thing and a bad thing that you don't have a guy that, you know, Nick Perkusic, your top point getter, you know, he's been pretty solid so far, but... I mean, not many other guys, you know, in double-digit points yet. So I think the Colonials need to start finding scoring from all around, you know, the ice. And hopefully maybe it will come this series for Sacred Heart.
Yeah, they're severely missing. Obviously, you're a freshman, so you weren't here for the Alex Tonge season. But he was solid last year. He had, I believe it was 40 points. So he was solid for the Colonials. He was somebody that the Colonials are dearly missing. And speaking of Alex Tonge, we're just going to do a little recap of former Colonials that are now in the pros. So two members from my freshman year team and a defenseman, Eric Israel, and Alex Tonge, obviously. Israel's with Rapid City in the ECHL, 7 assists and 18 games played. And Alex Tonge with Florida Everblades in the ECHL, 12 games played, 2 goals, 3 assists, 4-5 points. So it's good to see that they're getting some love, but that class of 18 is really something to be watched out for.
Yeah, just looking down those stat lines, I mean, pretty impressive, especially in the ECHL for those guys.
Yeah, Brady Ferguson, who actually had some games in the AHL with the Toronto Marlies, 20 points in 22 games played with Newfoundland. Spencer Dorowitz, formerly of the – he was in Cincinnati with the Cyclones.
Okay.
Yeah, so 13 points, 16 games played. Robert Powers, defenseman for Atlanta, 3 points, 12 games played. And Brett Beauvais, another defenseman with Greenville, has 6 points in 12 games played. And then, I mean, it's just going down the line, it's a lot. Colonials have a large presence in the ECHL, and that's even shown in the 2017 year. With forward Daniel Levins playing for Brampton, 9 goals, 14 assists, and 19 games played. And then defenseman Rob Mann, he was a big dude.
Yeah, I went to a few years ago, probably when he was a senior. I think he was the captain of the team when they played at the Three Rivers Classic. I was there and I watched him play. Yeah, he's a big guy.
6'4", 223, and only three points in his season so far. He already has 10 penalty minutes, so something that took it to account with Robert Morris as well. He had 32 in his senior season.
Yeah, see, I've seen some of these guys play, you know, prior to coming to campus, so, but not a lot of them, you know, I know by name. I know, obviously, Alex Tonge, Eric Israel, Rob Mann, and Brady Ferguson, just because, you know, they're some of the best, you know, in the past couple years for the Colonials.
And then you also have some foreign love. Scott Jacklin playing in the EI Elite Ice Hockey League over in technically Scotland with Glasgow. Two assists and two games played. And then he was also in Chamois, which is in France. I took French for 5 years. I still can't pronounce any French. Three assists in 17 games played. And then two final SPHL, Southern Professional Hockey League, Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, Jeff Jones, 10 points in 14 games played. And then all the way, class of 2013.
Still going strong.
Yeah, 31 years old, Eric Levine playing for the Peoria Rivermen. Seven games played. Those are good stats. I know it's the SPHL, which you might not think of as the best hockey league, but it's still professional, hence the P for professional. Seven games played, 1.82 goals against, 936 save percentage.
Some good stats right there.
Yeah, some of these guys, obviously I wasn't here for I've seen highlights of Ferguson, Dorowitz, Powers, and Beauvais, but I never was able to see Jeff Jones, Eric Levine, he's probably pronounced play, but it's good to see that they're still getting that, they're still getting hockey in, even if it's not at, you know, the top tier levels.
Yeah, they're still getting that experience, and that just shows, you know, what type of program Robert Morris is, you know, sending guys that are still, you know, sticking around in professional hockey.
Yeah, but that's going to be it for this week. I'm John Hanna.
I'm Nathan Breisinger.
And you've been listening to Off the Pipes.